Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Kendrick Lamar.
Top of the morning. Let's get this shit.
Top of the morning to you, Miles.
Top of the morning to you as well.
Zeit Gang, I am Jack. You are Miles.
Yeah.
And here are some things that are trending.
Drum roll, please.
Rhymes, Elon, where, what happened?
Where did they go wrong?
Fucking
they are no more.
Heartbreaking, man.
God.
I ship them. I stan them. And I just can't.
I shipped them boxes of feces. And
with
I still.
My hair.
I still. And it took this long for them to break up. God, I can't think of a celebrity couple I could give less of a fuck about.
They still love each other. Don't worry, Miles. And are still talking all the time. But he's in Texas for SpaceX, and she's in LA for her career.
I get it.
It sounds like an inconvenient patch for a married couple or someone talking about why they're like, they haven't been hooking up with someone lately. Not an explanation
right.
for why you're no longer with the mother of your child.
Well, you know, like her stuff's in LA. Like I'm traveling. I got to be in Texas, dude.
So,
but yeah. Baby X is happy. I saw that quote where he's like, and Baby X is doing splendidly.
Yes.
Just makes you really wonder. And you look back at those Met Gala pics and you're like, what was happening there?
Yeah.
Did they know? Are they really showing us their authentic selves?
I mean, that is the question that I'm always asking whenever I look at them. Somebody retweeted a picture of the Met Gala with Louis Vertel, tweeted the richest couple who looked like they initiate three ways at Dave and Buster's.
Shout out to them. Shout out to the swingers at D&B.
The View is trending.
Yeah.
Some real-time drama on The View.
Total shit show. They were supposed to have Kamala Harris on. Then they apparently went to a commercial. They came back. Sonny Hostin and Ana Navarro were no longer at like the gigantic glass table. And then like everyone, the other hosts were like having to fill like Joy Behar. And they're just like, oh, fuck. Because they tested positive for COVID, and like the producers had to pull them. They're like, yo, we can't have Kamala on here. Like, you just popped on your test, so we got to take both of you out. Joy Behar says they're both vaccinated. So, but they tested positive. They're like, okay. And then Kamala was, I think she was supposed to be physically there, but it seems like she may have just been remote, like in another part of the studio, just so like there was no risk involved. And
Wild that they didn't have it timed better than get the tests back mid-show.
Get the results while you're on the air.
Yeah, so between Act 2 and Act 3, we are going to get your results back, but mm-hmm. no big deal. And then those will be negative, obviously, and then we'll keep, plugging forward.
They asked Kamala a very direct question about Haitian asylum seekers and what the fuck the administration is doing. And it was such a long-winded non-answer. Like, it would have just made you melt down, and you're like...
I was going to say she's good at those, but she's actually bad at those.
No, she's actually really, she couldn't be more transparently like a politico in those moments. Cause when she's not really feeling some shit, then it's just like, I'm freestyling, doing some word association, humanity. Therefore we will cease to mistreat them.
Throw on some strange laughter and I always feel like, I don't know, like I'm being lied to, but also sympathy. Like, I'm like, oh God, that looks uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, if you're not built for it, yeah, it looks mad uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, some people can just say straight bullshit right back reflexively, and you're like, I'm freaked out at how quickly that came out of you. She does reveal her humanity in that she's like, yeah, like in her mind, she's like, yeah, it's fucked up. But I can't say that. So I have to be like, well, you know, this administration is looking at this issue from another perspective. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
And then Joe Biden says, I'm like, it's disgraceful what's happening. And part of me is like, you're the fucking president.
Did they acknowledge what had happened? Like when they came back from commercial and half of the show was missing.
They must have. I'd imagine they did, because I don't think it would be like just some like old like Stalin's Soviet Union where people were like disappeared before
an
interview.
Who are you talking about? They've never been on this show.
No, so. And if they were, they were traitors.
That must have put a weird vibe in the room. Like, for, you know, you're also indoor with them,
what about the other hosts?
Yeah, they're like, oh shit.
Like, I sit directly across from them.
Wow.
So yeah, apparently from the commentary I've seen about like the moments where it's Sunny Hostin and Anna Navarro are no longer there, it was very much like, what else? Because it's supposed to be just, you know, freewheeling conversation the whole time. Yeah. And they were waiting very much for their actually produced segment.
Yeah. Well, Harry Styles is also trending. It's massive. He's trending because he was just being Harry Styles during a Harry Styles concert. He was just being his thoughtful self. It all started, this is according to Pop Sugar, when Harry scanned the crowd and spotted a poster that read, "Should I text him?" In all caps handwriting. And when he read that out loud, the crowd was like, "Boo!" And he kind of gave it some thought, and he said, "Is he nice to you?" Which, you know, that's a good first question.
Yeah.
But he didn't stop there. He said, "In my opinion, if you should text him, this isn't even a question. If we're wondering, should I text him? Should I not text him? I can't text him too soon. Now we're thinking about double texting, and that's a whole different risky business. Now he's thumbsed it, so technically he's the last one to do something. It's a whole thing. My personal opinion is that if there's any sort of games, trash, not for you." Quoting, I think, The Notebook. Is that a part from The Notebook? but yeah, so.
Yeah, true. That's always say, like, if you're over, the ones I've overthought were relationships that never ended up being anything.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's something where you have to trust your intuition. If you're, Or just get out of your fucking head. If someone comes back at you, is like, oh man, what the, that was such a quick reply, I'm off this. Then yeah, fuck that. Like, you're not dealing with someone who's very healthy emotionally. So start off by just being you and find the people that will take you for who you are. Don't fucking be someone else for somebody else. That's how you become divorced and buy a Corvette.
That is cruel, since Miles knows I just bought a Corvette.
Yeah, I told you, man. Like, it says a lot, Jack. And I
don't know. I did dye my hair blonde, and I'm wearing a scarf right now. But
dude, you dyed it that scientifically the blackest color because you're like, you have grays. You're like, no. You're like, Jack, your head just gets so hot all the time because it's pure black.
Yeah.
Like, it absorbs too much heat.
Damn, I do wonder if that's what goes on with Steven Seagal and Rudy Giuliani, is they dye their hair so dark that it causes, like, it's
insulating.
Yeah. And then it, Super Producer Brian says Vanta Black. And then, you know, that's why they start sweating, and the sweat can't help but contain some of the darkness.
Maybe that's what they do. It's like, it's got to be Vanta Black. And their hairstylist is like, that's just for exterior and like very specific scientific uses, dude. It's like all spectrum absorbing nature. It will cover everything. That's what Carlos Boozer used.
Yeah. Yeah. What a look.
He must have had Vanta Black on too.
It's so funny how little we, in general, people know what they look like. I feel like we are the worst judges of what we look like. Just
Even like in the positive way too. Like, we either think we look way more shit than we actually are, or way better. People,
yeah.
Like, no one's gonna notice this, and you're like, sir, please.
And
I'm not
like
trying to
people...
come for you as a bald brethren, but I hope you know you're not fooling anyone. That's fine if that's what you want to get down, but it doesn't look real.
And it's always covering for something that is a bigger deal to them, that they think is a bigger problem than it is, you know?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Right. Anyways, shout out to those men. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. And Billie Eilish is trending because she...
Billie.
Oh, because Molly Lambert, do you see that? She did a profile on her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she sat down with her. Yeah, shout out Molly.
Was working on something like that.
Yeah.
That's dope. So she's also trending for a lesser story. She revealed two Air Jordan collabos. One that is a Air Jordan 1. That is kind of a lime green color.
Very fabric-y, very mushy. You know, not the rigid leather we're used to.
Yeah, yeah. And then a pair of Air Jordan 15s that are the first Air Jordan 15s that I've liked.
Yeah, I mean, and that's even a stretch.
Oh, you don't like them?
Everything after the 14 was a disaster. I'm not a big fan of like the latter day Jordans. But because, you know, that's the flu game or the last shot. Or the 14s, you know, those black and reds that he did over Brian Russell. But the 15s, man, I remember my friend got them and I was like, dude, they look like a genie's lamp as a shoe. Because that tongue is so weird on it. But yeah. I do like the colorway. The colorway is dope. I like how subdued the colorway is for sure.
Yeah, but it's like super tan. All of it, the whole thing is kind of beige and it just works well with the shoe design for whatever reason. Teen Wolf is trending, and the headline says they're bringing back much of the original cast to do a Teen Wolf movie. And I said,
"Fucking Michael J. Fox."
That's what I said. I said, "Boof, Boof's gonna be back." at Mick, we can get Mick back. That guy was such an asshole. Styles, but no, they're talking about the cast from the Teen Wolf MTV show that is about lacrosse, I believe. And I've often said that you should take all of my film criticism, all of my film opinions, pop culture opinions, just generally like opinions of the world with a grain of salt, because I view everything through a Teen Wolf shaped lens. When I watch Teen Wolf, I'm like, it's a perfect movie. Can't beat it. That's how influential and impactful it was on my my young brain.
Yeah. I mean, when you talk about like the best films about basketball, it's like Space Jam, He Got Game, and Teen Wolf.
Yeah.
To hear now that it's what would you even call it? Usurpers.
Yes.
You hate to see it, but although, man, that show did fucking numbers. So I get why they... Like it did. I remember, back in the day when I was like making like all that celeb content, I had to interview one of them and I was like, what the fuck is this? And it did these numbers I had never seen before. And I was like, I'm old and I don't know what children's like.
Like Tyler Posey, Dylan O'Brien are both people who have since then been in movies where I was like, wait, who the fuck is this guy?
Who's this guy?
Yeah. Like Dylan O'Brien was in some movie where it was like treating him as though he were a regular like action star.
Yeah. And I only remember Tyler Posey because he's dating the homie right now.
There you go.
And it's about lacrosse?
I think that's right. That's what I remember that from like when it was announced was that,
oh, wow. Thank God a sport that just has such cross cultural appeal.
Lacrosse cultural, yeah. It's
fuck.
Also like a sport that is just associated with the nicest, kindest, most thoughtful people in my experience. Always lax bros, just, you know, that's who you want to have around.
Right.
And then finally Chris Nolan is trending. So he was trending because he left Warner, where he's been like since Memento, I think, to go to Universal. And this is because he was really salty when they basically decided to really, yeah, he tweeted, some of our industry's biggest filmmakers and most important movie stars went to bed the night before thinking they were working for the greatest movie studio and woke up to find out they were working for the worst streaming service. which is...
I love it.
Not true. Like, objectively not true. HBO Max is definitely not the worst streaming. I mean...
What's
Crackle
the worst?
Is still a thing, I think.
Which, using the fucking browser or the app is straight trash, though.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
There are times like it's like, hey, want to skip ahead 10 seconds? And then like my fucking, like my TV like started smoking. And I'm like, these aren't even related.
Right. So JM, our writer, was pointing out that like last summer there was a lot of Christopher Nolan hate to the point that everybody believed that he banned chairs from his sets. That like, do you remember that rumor or that story that like he basically said nobody's allowed to sit down on his sets, so like there are no chairs allowed?
What a director ass thing to do.
But like, it's not true.
Oh, someone just made that. Yeah, because I'm like
that, and we wanted to hate Christopher Nolan last year, so we just, everybody chose to believe it.
Right, because part of me is like, man, I don't think Ayatollah would allow that. But
right. Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to Ayatollah. If you got a strike, you got a strike.
But yeah, so the other reason he insisted Tenet come out theatrically last summer, despite the fact that no one wanted to go to a movie theater that early in the pandemic, just didn't really read the room, and then got really mad about the HBO Max thing, even though that's like fans were pretty happy. So his next movie, he demanded a blackout period from the studio wherein the company would not release another movie 3 weeks before or 3 weeks after his release, which is,
wow,
that's some balls.
This shit better be good. What is this, right? Fucking Inception, Matrix, and the Furious?
Yeah. Yes, Inception, Matrix, and the Furious is what it's called. It's a World War II movie somehow. But
oh, another one.
Theatrical window of somewhere between 100 and 130 days, which is way more than movies got even before the pandemic. But then people are like, Nolan might end up saving the movie theaters business yet.
By just kind of taking this hard line?
Yeah. But it's like, I don't know. People just love Christopher Nolan movies, like, especially before they come out. There's just like this,
yeah,
this hope, this promise of a Christopher Nolan movie that like people are just like, this is the one. Here we go.
Right.
It is a drama about J. Robert Oppenheimer.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
A drama about fucking atomic bomb Oppenheimer?
Yeah. And it's $100 million biopic about a scientist who helped create humanity's worst killing machine. So,
what is he going to...
That's the one he's demanding that people, that the studio treat like fucking Avengers 4. Like, which is pretty wild that a major studio was like, yes, sir, where do we sign up?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, cool. That, I guess it's going to be like, dude, he was actually really cool.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. But, well, hey, Christopher Nolan, get at him, sir. It's not like people have been slowly and more being disappointed with every film, but
yeah,
you'll figure it out.
Yeah, he'll figure it out.
I haven't even watched Tenet yet.
No, me neither. That's
part of me also just like wants to be disappointed on a larger screen, just so I can like. I just feel like I want to do that, so I'm like, yeah, I'm off this. All right.
It sucks, man, but you gotta watch it on a big screen.
Yeah, that's how like Nolan brained I've become.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, this shit's gonna suck, but I want to respect the effort that was put into at least trying to make some trippy shots. But. It's funny because like even like the most Nolan'd out people I know, like they weren't knocking down the walls for Tenet like I thought they would, and that's what really gave me a chill.
Right.
But
you talk to a Nolan brain person and they were like, yeah, it was good. And the arm, the hair on your arms.
Yeah, I'm like,
you're like, whoa.
The fuck did you just say?
You're not doing like, bro, dude,
he's done it again, man. Just pushing the fucking envelope for what's possible, or like even what we could even conceive in terms of narrative feature films.
It was like, it was pretty good.
Just chill. Like, there's some trippy stuff in there.
Huh?
Bro, what?
That's not you.
You think you have an Inception throat tattoo and you're telling me this has some trippy stuff?
You got the actual tattoos from Memento on your butt? All right. That is going to do it for this week. We're back next week. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine if you haven't already. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.